Hello.
Hello, this is Will from National Opinion Survey. I'm looking to speak to Charles Colbert.
You're talking to him.
Mr. Colbert, just so you know, I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a minute?
Sure.
Thank you. First, I need to know if you're in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone. Like, we're not putting you in danger or at jeopardy?
I don't think so. I'm at home.
Thank you very much. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Do you identify as white, African-American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed?
Who do you represent?
I'm sorry?
Those are real personal questions.
Oh, I understand, but we just need to know we're representing everybody, and that's the reason why we're asking your race, if you don't mind, with all due respect.
Okay, but who do you represent now?
National Opinion Survey. It's a private company.
National what kind of survey?
National Opinion. Opinion Survey. It's an
opinion survey.
Yeah.
Okay, but for who, though? Is that political organization?
No. It has nothing to do with any political party.
Democrat, Republican, what is it?
No political party. Neither. Neither.
No, what, no religion?
No religion. It's a public research.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
All right. Do you identify as white, African American, black, Hispanic,
black,
Latino?
Black.
Okay,
black or black American?
Thank you, sir. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you probably will not vote?
I definitely plan to vote. I've been voting the last few years anyway.
Thank you, sir. May I ask your age? How old are you?
71.
Thank you, sir. And please, once again, rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and congregational elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not motivated at all, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated. 0 to 10.
I'm extremely motivated.
Thank you. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics, candidates, over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Somewhat closely.
Thank you so much. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'm not going to answer.
Okay, no problem.
Let's just say I'm a voter.
Yeah, no problem. That's an answer as well. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you satisfied, very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
When you say that, that's kind of a vague question to me. Politically,
And a personal level, not politically, just your personal view involves everything, political view, personal view, human view, you know?
Well, it's the direction it's moving in is, well, so what were my choices again? Somewhat?
Very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied.
I'm kind of satisfied. I'm waning, you know.
Okay. When you hear about inflation and the rising cost, who or what do you think it's to blame the most? The Biden administration and their policies, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, Republicans in Congress, the COVID pandemic, businesses and corporate prices gauging and greed?
Businesses.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Next, now I'm going to read to you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their members of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focus on. Use a 10 if it's most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important at all. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Making college more affordable.
10.
10. Thank you. Ensuring the voting rights of all citizens are protected.
10.
Thank you. Improving K-12 education.
10.
Thank you. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
Thank you. Making sure corporations pay their fair share in taxes.
10.
Thank you. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
Thank you. Next question. Switching gears a little bit and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Kind of. I guess a 5, I guess.
That will be, do you so strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove?
Or somewhat approve. Somewhat approve.
Thank you very much. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and some organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. Mitch McConnell.
Zero.
Zero, okay. Colonel West.
Colonel West. The guy out of Florida, right? All right. Army officer, I think. Zero.
Zero. Okay.
Yeah.
Kamala Harris.
I guess somewhat. Somewhat.
It has to be any number. Any number from 50. 0 to 150.
50.
Okay. Thank you. Joe Biden.
65.
Thank you.
60, 65.
Zero.
Trump. Zero.
Black Lives Matter.
Below 50.
Below 50. Okay.
Yeah, below 50.
45.
40. All right. 40. Yeah.
The Democratic Party.
About 60.
60. All right.
Yeah, 60, 65.
The U.S. Supreme Court.
Zero.
Zero. Thank you. Next question. I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were to be held today and the candidates were independent Colonel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Colonel West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump? If undecided, please say so.
Joe Biden. Less of two, less of three. That's all.
Okay. And if the elections for president were to be held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Again, the less of two evils. Joe Biden. Somebody needs to replace Joe Biden, but, you know, that's neither here nor there.
Well, you have the right to tell it like it is.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in 2020 presidential elections? Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. How worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, not at all worried?
Somewhat worried.
Thank you, sir. Now, suppose there were two different candidates running for office, all the other things being equal, please tell me which candidate you are more likely to support. Candidate A, who says that if elected to the U.S. Senate, they will fight to make healthcare more affordable, relieve student debt, make the wealthy pay for their fair share in taxes, and invest in creating more manufacturing and construction jobs and grow the economy. Or candidate B, who says that if elected to the U.S. Senate, they will fight against racism and discrimination in America, protecting voting rights, stop Republicans from trying to rig elections, stop banning books on slavery, and reform policy to outlaw racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable. Which state, which candidate? B. Okay.
B, yeah.
That will be somewhat more candidate B or much more candidate B?
Somewhat candidate B. The first one is important too. The first one is important too, but B is like more personal. The other one, the first one is about more about money.
Okay, I understand. Have you recently read, seen, or heard about the President Biden and his administration and what they are doing? Have you heard a lot, some, a little, not at all?
I've heard some things.
Some? Okay.
Yeah. He got some red flags.
Okay. And what you seen or read recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them? Made you more or less favorable towards them?
Less favorable.
Less
favorable, but more favorable than Donald Trump.
Okay.
He's simply the less of two evils. That's all.
Okay. So you will describe that as somewhat more favorable or somewhat more unfavorable?
Somewhat less favorable.
Okay. Next question. I want to read to you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in the first 2 years in office. For each, tell me how important that is to you. Provided rental assistance to over 10 million people to help keep them in their homes. Is that very important to you? Somewhat important, not very important, or not?
Yes. It's very important, but it's still not effective enough. Having said that, okay.
Understand.
But it's very important.
Thank you, sir. Next, made the largest investment in repairing our nation's bridges and roads over the 50 years, helping to improve transportation for both businesses and everyday Americans, expanding broadband to low-income communities, creating more jobs, and making America more competitive. Is that very important to you? Somewhat important? Not very important?
Very important.
Very important.
Very
Thank
important.
You. Establish Juneteenth as the federal holiday to commemorate the end of slavery. Is that very important to you? Somewhat important? Not very important? Not at all important?
It's somewhat important.
Okay.
Slavery was more of a business decision. It came as a real, the end of it came, I would say, from the history I read history that we were taught in school, and then I sought out other answers, and that's more of a business decision by Abraham Lincoln.
It was more business related.
It was more business related. From what I read, Abraham Lincoln really didn't care about blacks anyway. It was more of a business decision.
Yeah,
it would make more money with them being free. You know, give them jobs, make them pay for their rent and everything versus housing them as slaves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you put them to work like everybody else, then the state and federal government could get tax money and provide for everybody across the board.
Yeah. Okay, next one. Cut black unemployment to under 5%, the lowest ever in recorded history. Is that very important to you? Somewhat important? Not very important? Not at all important?
Well, it's very important if it's true. I don't know if it's true or not. Okay. A lot of people still seem to be unemployed, but it's very important if that's true.
There lays the difference. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Biden is handling his job as president? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approved.
Thank you very much. Now I'm going to read to you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that's very convincing reason to vote, 5 means somewhat convincing, and 0 means it's not convincing at all to vote in 2024 president elections. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Racism and white supremacy are on the rise in America and threaten our communities. It's threatening all the advancements our community has fought so long for. We can't stand by as they try to take us backwards. It's our responsibility and our time to step up, come together, and use political power to protect our communities and future. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Gun violence is getting worse and taking a heavy toll on our communities and young people. But MAGA Republicans are blocking any common sense gun reform. They are blocking a ban on assault weapons and working to make it easier for anyone to get and carry a gun without a permit. We want to make our community safer. We must vote against those making it easier to flood our streets with guns. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Next. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you once again, please rate your level of motivation in the next year's presidential elections in November. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated. 0 to 10.
I'm always motivated to vote.
That will be extremely then?
Yes, extremely.
Thank you very much. And what stood out to you most from the arguments you just heard? The violence.
Voting
racism,
rights.
Voting
rights. Yeah, racism, voting rights, the businesses not paying their first fair share of taxes. Really what they need to do is increase the overall income. The wage, minimum wage
yeah.
needs to be increased to some double digit. I heard 15 or 16, but I don't know what the number would be, but it should be twice as much as what we have now. So it's a combination of that, you know.
Okay. I'm going to read to you a list of ways that some people were contacted during the 2022 midterm campaign season. Please tell me if you recall any campaigns contacting you in that way. Some canvassing neighborhood. Someone canvassing neighborhood.
Canvassing neighborhood?
Yeah, canvassing neighborhood. Someone canvassing neighborhood.
Do I approve or disapprove of that?
Do you recall any campaigns contacting you that way? No.
No.
Okay.
No.
Door knocks.
No.
No. Text messages.
Yeah, yes. Text messages, yes.
Okay. Social media, internet ads.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. TV ads.
Yes.
Radio ads.
I've heard a few. Yes.
Phone calls.
I've gotten them, but I normally don't answer.
Okay. Mailers.
They normally go in the trash.
Okay. But you did get contacted through them.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Democrat and Republican, but I try to make up my mind, do too much reading. I try to, look at news articles, the people that that's supporting them, that type of thing.
Sometimes it's a harass. Yeah, I understand. Okay, now switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate,
some college.
Master's, some college.
Some college.
Thank you.
Yeah, some college.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, widow?
I'm single. Single homeowner.
Thank you, sir. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Nope.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Moderate. Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood that you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly anyone, or none of your neighbors are white?
Well, not close by. There are a few whites, but not much. It's most 70 or 80% black, maybe 5 or 10% Hispanic. But I've seen a few whites, but they're not close by.
You will say hardly any then.
Hardly any, yeah. That I guess that's the right way to say it. Hardly any.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban is city, right?
Yep.
Yeah, this is outside of the city.
Suburban then.
But yeah, suburban, yeah, I guess. Like lower middle class suburban, houses range from 250,000 to 300,000. That, you know,
They're nice homes.
That way.
Those are nice homes then.
Yeah, but still, you know, I think it's considered middle class or lower middle class, something like that.
Okay, I understand. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
No. Thank you.
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you very much. That will be the end of our survey. I just want to thank you once again for your time and for every single one of your opinions. Thank you very much.
Okay, sir. All right. Good night.
You have a wonderful day.
All right. Thank you. You too, sir.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, sir.
Okay.